recently I was going through some old cards I had. I don't know if any of you have done this before, but you know, I've kept all my cards that the kids gave me, my husband gave me, everybody gave me, and so I had this great big bucket. And some of the cards I had were Mother's Day. And I remember my very first Mother's Day as a stepmom. I had met my husband. It had been about 4 months, so it was sort of a new thing for us to get together. And in my husband's family, these kinds of celebration is always a big event. That means a lot of food, the big cake, the china, everything. It's a big event. So dinner comes around, and we're having the Mother's Day cake and everything. Everybody's wishing my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law Happy Mother's Day, but no one recognized me. No one mentioned anything. No one even acknowledged me as being a mom. And that really crushed me. I was devastated. I remember at the end, I had a hard time keeping my composure throughout the entire rest of the evening. But I remember that evening when I sat with my then boyfriend at the time, I said to him, that was the cruelest thing someone could have done, is like not recognize me as being a mom. Even though I'm not your daughter's mom, at least I'm a mom. And he says, yeah, but you're not my mom. And I said, but that doesn't matter. You know, I understand that you do it differently. So that was my first experience as stepmom for Mother's Day. Somehow my husband got the message that, you know, that it was really hurt. Throughout the years, through looking at the cards I got, starting to my cards, I noticed the progression of the type of cards I got, the type of notes I got from the kids, that when they were little, they would be cutesy little cards and saying, you know, Happy Mother's Day. And when my kids, actually all three of them, when they became teenagers and we were having struggles and problems with them, I could see I would have a card with very few words, as if they were saying to me, well, you got your card, I signed it, so what more do you want from me? It's funny, you know, how cards can reflect the times, what we're going through. And I know those dates because I always write the year that I get the cards, so I remember them. But the most touching ones were the ones that after my stepdaughters got married, and then my oldest is going to have her second baby on May 3rd, so just before Mother's Day, the cards became more deeper, more touching, and the notes in the cards were a lot more personal. And I could see the progression in our relationship through our cards and how much the kids really bonded and recognized me as part of their lives and as a mom. Even wrote down, you're the best bonus mom we've ever had. Well, obviously, I'm the only bonus mom they've ever had. But the thing is that they were willing and ready to acknowledge me as a mom in their lives. And I think that was the best gift ever. So looking through my old cards and seeing what we've gone through and where we are now was a great gift. And so the message behind all of this is, you know, never give up. If I had given up that first Mother's Day and said, well, you know, this will never work, I'm not going to do this, or when during our times when it was really, really difficult and challenging, I wouldn't have had the bonus or the gift that I have now, and I think it's a wonderful gift. One of the things I'm hoping for all stepmoms on Mother's Day is, hopefully, if you don't get exactly what you're hoping to get this Mother's Day, share with your husband or your partner what it is that you'd like to see and how it makes you feel. And then express the meaning for you behind it. It's not just that you may not be the kid's mom, but you want to be recognized as a part of this family and as a mom or someone who's contributing to the family.